If a technology is all about sort of getting farmers back on the front foot by detecting wild dog incursions on properties right at the start, once they sort of go through a weak link in the fence line, they can get sort of identified by a camera trap, and the technology is actually doing this automatically. So instead of, you know, there being thousands of images coming through the camera trap, you can actually like detect the dog using sort of advanced software. And once the software has detected a dog, it then sends off an SMS or another communication to the producer that enables them to get on the front foot, do a rapid response to take out the dog before you get a sheep attack.
So it's a camera system that works in the way that it will detect the dog. It's able to pick up that that's the type of animal, the type of pest you don't want on your land, and alert the farmer straight away. Is that correct?
That's right. And I think that the real the benefit is that at the moment what you've got is manual systems. So there's producers are using camera traps, but it's a very sort of slow system to be able to sort of find out if you've got a dog coming into your property, because you have to manually go through every image. And sometimes, you know, you can be collecting hundreds of images, you know, like per day or per several days. And what this software does is enable all the images to be screened so that you then pluck out the wild dog pictures, and then those images are then sent on to the producer. So it's a fabulous sort of step forward in trying to sort of develop a proactive tool so that farmers can control dogs before they start to take out sheep.
This type of technology is still being looked at, still being studied as such, but at what stage is it at the moment? Is it being trialled on different properties?
What we're doing is we're developing the proof of concept work, which has demonstrated that there is a great promise in this technology sort of becoming sort of a practical tool that can be applied on the land. So we're still a couple of years off, but I think the idea is that we know that it works, and now we've just got to, you know, like work it up, do the trials, and then we'll have something down the track that we can bring into the marketplace.
Do you think this type of technology would work all over Australia?
I think it's horses for courses. I mean, like this, it ultimately will enable, or depends on enabling producers to make a response. So it'll only work in areas where you can get in sort of relatively quickly and address the situation. So I suppose you're talking about sort of higher production areas that are more intensively farmed than the sort of like the far broader pastoral regions.
Would it work for other pests as well, not just dogs?
Oh, absolutely. So the software sort of is targeting sort of wild dogs in the first instance, but because it's platform technology, you can sort of tweak the software so it can also detect, for argument's sake, foxes or cats or anything, essentially. And I think that's the real beauty about this software, is that it enables you to specifically not only detect the species, but also to detect individuals. So you can, over time, build up a very sort of detailed map of what type of animals or species are coming onto your property, so that you can sort of really enhance your management system.